Hello and welcome back to Tuesday Night Gaming, starring Zach, Matt, Alana, and Rob.
Hello.
And today we are talking Fallout Season 1, Episode 8, and we have no Jay. It feels weird.
For the grand finale.
He's the heart and soul of the podcast.
Did he send his thoughts?
No. He did not.
Okay.
He sent us nothing. No.
But anyway, so this is the episode, not to give anything away, but where things kind of fall apart. Things kind of go off the rails.
I like how you say that, like it's a fact and not your opinion, man.
It's already
I said to Zach earlier when we were talking about it that it turns into like a Saturday morning cartoon.
Yeah,
it's like, I am your father. Like that level of pathos.
There is a lot of exposition. A lot of things being wrapped up in a bow.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
We were wondering how they were going to finish all the storylines, and they did almost too good of a job.
They were busy. But yeah, there's very cartoony, like, just characters standing around while they exposition instead of getting shot at. Like, the rule.
For example. Yeah. So shall we jump right in
here? Yeah. And again, yeah, we could jump in, but the world feels like really, really small. Again, like everybody knows each other, everybody's related to each other, everybody here is from the past.
There's only like 200 people still alive. Okay.
Okay.
Did you guys think Moldovar was gonna be her mom somehow?
I thought that. Yeah.
Okay.
That they recast her to be older. Yeah. Until the other episode where Cooper meets her in the past.
I thought her mom was going to be alive, though.
No, I never thought Moldaver was going to be her mom. But that's me.
Her mom was alive.
No, I thought Moldaver was going to be Cooper's wife.
What?
A recast to be old. Because they're both black, I guess. Moldaver might be Indian. I don't know.
Oh, the ghoul's wife? Yeah.
Indian.
Anywho, so the beginning is the Brotherhood, I guess, taking over Philly. Just moving right in, like they own the place.
I guess they went there after they had the they had the fight with the head. I guess they tracked them. They've tracked us.
Yeah. Well, no, the apprentice called them in.
And when he was in Philly?
Yeah.
No, at the radio tower?
Yeah.
That's not in Philly.
That wasn't in Philly. That was
somewhere else. They pick up Maximus and they take him to Philly.
And they take him to Philly. I guess that's like their
forward. Oh, yeah, that's where the old man was waiting to pass judgment on Maximus.
Yeah, right. And then so this is the first incomprehensible part where the old man is like, okay, I think Maximus is lying, but I'm going to believe him anyway and not kill him for some reason.
Oh, we got an enemy team coming in.
Yeah.
Even if he's telling the truth, he's still fucked up horribly, and he was like, hey, here's this head that's clearly not the right head, and they're like, well, whatever.
Yeah, I mean, and also, he's like, I can show you where it is, and they're like, well, why didn't you bring it when you had the chance? Mr. Maximus, please explain that.
They didn't ask the logical follow-up question, that is true. I would agree about that.
So,
His buddy sticks her their neck out for him, which was nice to see.
Yeah,
I can't believe Dane hurt themselves. It's like, what?
Well, I actually kind of like that, how they showed how everyone's just like really scared of the universe. Like that kid puking on the helicopter.
That was a nice touch, actually. Very realistic for a otherwise pretty unrealistic episode.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like that line from the last episode where he's like, the cousin was like, oh, well, we're all cowards. Like, we live in a vault.
Yeah.
It's probably the best line in the series.
Yeah, it's up there.
But
we've been cowards, Matt.
You have to be cowards. But Maximum making the deal with them where he's like, I'll show you where it is if you don't kill me. I don't know.
What else was he going to say? You know, otherwise they were ready to go pop a cap at him.
Well, yeah, I mean, no, I don't mind him saying that. I just can't believe that they fell for it.
His game plan was insane. He was like, "This is gonna work out. Don't worry. I'll give him a random head, and they'll forgive me."
That was his heroic sacrifice.
It made the Brotherhood like scary. They're supposed to be scary. It's supposed to be morally ambiguous. Nice reminder.
All right, so Lucy's at Mohinder's. I laughed pretty hard when the dad was literally in a cage, like a giant bird cage. And
like he's been there for weeks.
And it's like the classic video game, like bad movie trope where the bad guy just sits around waiting for the good guy to come visit her. That's like right. There's nothing else to do. But then they kind of explain that. And it ended up being kind of okay.
How do you mean? How do you explain?
Well, they explain why they're keeping him alive. Oh, you guys want to fight the boss with the battle boss, dude?
Yes, they do.
My two seats.
All right, come on, Rob. You could walk. So it explains why she's keeping him alive, because they need the code.
Yeah.
And, light him up, boys. Wait, try not to kill the bus. We could use the bus. Oh. Try to kill the grunts. And then she's there, I guess, because it's her HQ. So, yeah, it was all fine. It all made sense, I guess.
I guess.
Yeah.
So Barb is starting. Meanwhile, Barb is kind of starting to catch on to Coop. Something's going on with him.
Oh, in the past?
Well, yeah. She's like, my Pip Boy is acting funny.
Right. Oh, Zach, yeah. Yeah. She's gonna try to. Zach, make sure you drive. Oh yeah, you ride on it. Okay.
He needs to be close to her to actually hear what she's saying. Right.
Yeah, that's why he follows her in, because it's not working.
And then we get introduced to this concept called Buds.
Yeah.
Seconds before it becomes plot relevant. It was very a funny name, though.
Yeah.
Is it at that part?
It's like,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, no, he parks, he's trying to listen. Bud parks next to him. He's like, hey, Coop, what's up? Blah, 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 Buds. Yeah, so that's when they talk about it. And then he goes inside to try to keep listening to his wife. And then I don't want to jump ahead, but this is Strangelove part. Jeez, who's driving this thing?
I am. I'm trying to get it healed. You're welcome. What can I say except you're welcome?
So we learned the dad's backstory, which I was confused by this.
Kyle MacLachlan?
Yeah.
I think you're jumping ahead a wee bit, but we could talk about it. So he's one of the... So I figured it out. So can I be the one to mansplain it?
Please do.
Please.
So Vault-Tec say, okay, we're setting up the vault because we're planning on the end of the world, and we're gonna have all our management freeze themselves, and then when they grow old and die, we'll unfreeze another one.
Mm.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what the show told us.
Yeah. So that's Hank's deal.
But that's weird.
Enemy Deadhead. Well, yeah. Of course it's weird. But what I didn't really understand is why he killed Shady Sands.
I didn't understand that either. I also don't understand where he got the nuke from.
He's evil.
Well, he saw his competition at the vault, didn't he? Like,
he was
afraid that, like...
Right.
Well, they were stealing... They were siphoning water, for one. But I don't know if that was the big thing, but...
I think, right. I think it was they said something like, it's a market that's not dependent on Vault-Tec, so he had to kill it. I guess there was
some kind of broader plan by Vault-Tec to reshape society and Vault-Tec's like image or something, and Shady Sands didn't fit the Vault-Tec like plan, so Shady Sands had to go.
Correct.
It was like a functioning society without Vault-Tec, which is bad.
Yeah, because they're all about eliminating literally eliminating the competition.
Right. Yeah. But where did he get the nuke from?
They never explain, at least as far as I could tell, how exactly he did it.
Yeah, maybe they don't need to explain that kind of minutia.
Like Fallout 3, maybe there's a nuke already there. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say their whole plan doesn't make much sense, though. Like, I feel like corporations are usually very, like, not that forward-thinking. They're not going to think centuries ahead. They'll be like,
oh, it doesn't make any sense.
Contaminate the, you know, the world now and, you know, fuck the next generation.
The executives aren't going to live to see. I mean, I guess the frozen ones might, but like, that's just dumb. Like, why would you do that?
The whole concept is absurd.
I was waiting for somebody to say, but Disney World is in the world and I like going to Disney World.
That's where I keep all my stuff.
Yeah, that's what I always say. But, yeah. You know, I remember someone made a comment a long time ago where corporations are afraid of Twitter now that they're going to blow up the world. The joke is that corporations are very risk averse.
Oh, yeah, they are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is pretty big risk blowing up the world.
Can we go to yellow?
Yeah, is yellow one of the spots, dude?
Yeah.
I wonder how much the, you know, Todd Howard and all them agreed to all this. Like, did Jonathan Nolan, the creator of the show, just like, hey, I have this idea that, like, you know, it's Vault-Tec that destroyed the world for weird profit.
For money.
Yeah. Well,
something I did not know is that apparently the show is canon. The producer said that.
Oh, it is. Yeah.
Canon with the games.
Okay.
I've heard that too.
Yeah, so I'm not really a fan. I always liked in the games how it was ambiguous why the world got destroyed.
I agree.
Yeah.
So, I could not agree more. There's a glowy right near us. Can we use it?
What's there's another vehicle.
I'm going for the glowy. Good luck.
There's people coming at us.
Good luck.
Good luck to them.
All right. Let's get back on track. So 31. So Norm goes to talk to 31. He learns the terrible secret. He talks to the brain in the jar.
Mm-hmm.
And the brain in the jar says, "You're not Betty or Hank."
Right.
You find it, dude?
Yeah, I got it right. Actually.
You're not Betty or Hank. And I thought that. So by it saying that, I thought it was saying that they were clones. Right, like, there's only two overseers, and they're either Betty or Hank.
Hmm.
Oh, didn't read his genetics. Wasn't you're 50%.
Yeah,
Hank?
You're 50% Hank. Right. Well, that was only later. Yeah.
I like how that robot was kept trying to attack him and couldn't do it.
Well, yeah. It made me nervous every time he turned his back to it. I thought it was going to sneak up on him.
I agree. Yeah. I like the character's name is called Brain on a Roomba, like very literal. Like,
yeah.
Yes, that was funny.
Nice touch.
Like Brain on Wheels. Yeah. Okay. So we already talked about this briefly, but there's a smoke-filled room where the bad guys, Vault-Tec, and plan to destroy the world. And apparently, Mr. House has a cameo here from New Vegas.
And they auction off the vaults to the other corporations to do experiments.
Yeah, but so I did kind of like how they said that the experiments were to be in the best way to form a society. I had always thought, Rob, you can correct me if I'm wrong, that the experiments were just done kind of like for sadistic pleasure or whatever, or for no actual reason.
Oh, really? I don't recall that. Like, who's sadistic pleasure? Just each
Vault-Tec
person? Vault-Tec themselves. Vault-Tec.
Well, yeah, like you hear about the ones where it's like one man and 50 women. It's like nobody seriously thinks that, Matt, you just left Alana behind. Nobody seriously thinks that that's the better way to run a society, right? Just for
example. I got a cool gun. You left me.
I didn't leave. I tried to get the bus to the gas station, but it won't reach it.
Oh.
I thought it was just like fitting the tone of like the needless cruelty and like just like. Mm-hmm. Macabre sense of humor of the game. That's a good point. Maybe they were just having sadistic fun.
Mm-hmm.
Could be.
Hey, Walt and Goggins' wife says they're going to drop the bomb themselves.
Yeah, that was crazy too.
He's devastated, and then Kyle MacLachlan, de-aged creepily, is like, can I have your autograph?
Yeah. That he didn't look that good, I don't think.
Yeah, and Coop can really handle the pressure super well. He's like, "Wow, I'm freaking out." Rob, they're on the building, on the roof. They're shooting at you, Rob.
Are they?
Yeah.
They're
not there. No, they kill me.
Oh, I see.
No, my laser gun.
My nitro fests.
Wait, why am I the only one? Oh, God.
This ridiculously evil Lord Business meeting is what I wrote it. Or they're all just so evil.
President Business.
They're all just cartoonishly evil. Just want to kill everybody. Don't care. Try, Rob.
My bad.
Yeah, that's right. So, and the idea is that they can literally eliminate the competition and rule the ashes. It's an interesting idea, I suppose.
Nah, it's stupid. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
Maybe it's like, you know what, that would have been a good time to bring in like a global warming satire, but if they were trying to do that, I didn't pick up on it.
Mm. Okay, so next we have Maximus.
Like, who cares if the world ends as long as we make money?
Yeah. Okay, so then we have Maximus and his big plans to take over the Brotherhood. So I thought this was interesting too, that the Brotherhood has got internal problems too, like mismanagement.
Yeah. Right, and then people aren't as devoted as they used to be. Ah, that bus is out of gas, sucker. Can't use it. All right, so then we talk about the story about the mom and Hank, how Hank killed Shady Sands, how they need the code for cold fusion, another thing that Voltec had and didn't share it because they're just so incredibly evil. So the mom is the zombie, I guess?
Yeah, she's a ghoul.
She's a ghoul?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, is that like that's like the end point of the ghoul? They turned into zombies?
I suppose so. Or maybe she got hit harder by the radiation. I didn't like this. And it's not because the mom's the ghoul, but it's just because I feel like the mom storyline could have been left to the next season. It didn't need to be so nicely resolved.
Yeah. I like the hope that she would show up again. Yeah. Does the nuclear... Is that what causes them to be ghouls? The nuclear radiation, because I don't know.
That's right.
It is okay.
It's like some people when they get hit by a blast just die, and some people turn into ghouls. In my understanding,
That's not what happened to Thaddeus. He had some kind of concoction that turned him into a ghoul.
Right,
but
well, that's unusual.
And the ghoul is still looking for his family. That's like mentioned right at the end. I guess that's jumping ahead.
I'm like way ahead. Oh my god.
I'm sorry. Okay, so I wrote down that it was pretty darn convenient that Lucy was the one who brought back the head so they could have this whole like pathos conversation.
Yeah. It's a show.
Yeah, it's TV and based on a video game.
So that's like saying The Last of Us, like he returns Ellie to the Fireflies, and the head of the Fireflies is Ellie's father. And he's like, yes, Ellie, I'm glad you're here.
Well, that would explain why she has the cure. That would explain why she has the cure, huh?
They already explained why she has the cure. It's because her mind got bit while she was giving birth.
Nah.
It's dumb. That's all I'm trying to say.
It's all a big conspiracy.
Anyway.
Jump ready to fight.
I thought it was fine. It's a TV show.
No, it's not a TV show.
It is a TV
show. It's all in like a very small area. Like it's all LA, the remnants of it.
Yeah, the vault is near Shady Sands. The mom is, you know, lived there. Moldaver is from LA. How did Moldaver live that long though, you know?
Right, that's not explained. The Hank stuff is explained.
She probably got cryo-frozen.
Why?
No, she doesn't work for Voltec. She hates Voltec.
Yeah.
Maybe someone else cryo-froze her then.
Explain.
They just have a bunch of cryo-freezing chambers just sitting around?
Yeah.
Behind a dozen? Ready to go?
No.
Science fiction.
Anyway, here's something else I didn't understand. How did the Brotherhood find Moldaver?
Presumably Maximus told them where they were.
Why did Maximus know where they were?
To save his own pathetic hide?
He didn't know where they were.
I think he... I don't know.
He probably showed them how to track the head, right?
No, because Lucy had the Pip-Boy.
But Lucy didn't tell him about the... he doesn't have a Pip-Boy.
Was he there during the Griffith Observatory conversation? Maybe not. Yeah, I don't know. Discontinuity, we need Jay. Jay.
I feel like if you start trying to analyze, like... Who is the plan and how did all these plans work? You're going to drive yourself nuts.
I mean, it's not going to make any sense. It's not that complicated of a plot. It should have been pretty straightforward. But Zach, did you get the glowy yet?
I already completed that quest, dude.
I mean, maybe the characters just don't know what the hell they're doing. They're just.
I mean, the only. Alan explanation I came up with was when she activated the cold fusion thing, it like triggered something that made the Brotherhood know where she was. Because it would have been such a power surge, they would have been like, oh, the fuck is this? Let's go get it.
Sure, why not? Let's just go with that. All right, so I something I didn't like about this finale is, I mean, Fallout and a lot of, and it's kind of like The Witcher, I thought, where it's like, and Zach always talks about that, where it's about these ethical dilemmas. Right. So I was hoping that the ending would be a little bit more ethically ambiguous. Instead, well, it's like very clearly Moldaver is clearly the good guy and is her dad is clearly the bad guy.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll find out. Well, considering that her dad is going to be a recurring character, maybe we'll get more context.
Well, they did that a little bit towards the end of the scene, the part where they're both talking over each other.
Uh-huh.
Right, where he's like, don't believe her, blah, blah, blah. So that was good. Mm. But he didn't start talking. He did that thing where he just sat there quietly while she accused him of all this bad stuff, and it made him look very guilty. So that was really bad.
Well, so many secrets online.
Don't listen to her. Don't listen to her.
Yeah.
Yeah,
she's lying.
Yeah.
And, you know, and the stuff, the bad stuff Moldaver did was all the way back in episode one.
But it was really bad. It was really bad.
I know, but nobody remembers it. It was too long ago.
I remember.
It was ages ago. The North remembers.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, also from her perspective, maybe it wasn't that bad because Vol-Tec is clearly evil. So
okay, I need to talk about something. So Hank knew his wife was living in Shady Sands and maybe had a girlfriend, and he didn't recognize Moldaver when she came out of Vault 32.
Maybe he did. What makes you think he didn't?
Because he let her in and let her murder everybody.
Maybe he never met Moldaver. What makes you think he's met Moldaver?
He wouldn't be like, who's my wife shacking up with?
Shacking up with? What are you talking about? He's not shacking up.
The wife.
Wait, did he know Moldaver? I don't even.
That's what I'm like, saying.
Presumably, his wife left.
His wife was like dating Moldaver. You guys got that right?
Yeah, but not like in front of him.
Well, maybe.
Presumably,
I thought it was like after she got back. Yeah, on the surface after being in the vault.
Yeah, like she left and she started shacking up.
And he didn't investigate what she was doing at all. He was just like, "Oh, time to nuke."
Yeah, I mean, maybe she betrayed him. Did I mention I betrayed? I don't know.
Maybe he thought he already killed her.
You should have killed me when you had the chance.
Like I said, this is the part where things kind of go off the rails for me.
Let's go, guys. The storm's coming in.
Oh,
yeah,
girl.
It's just like he's just so evil, and he's not even doing it for a good reason. He's doing it because his corporate boss has told him to. Rob, I'm over here.
Corporate bosses were long gone.
I have plenty of seats on Matt's car.
But anyway, let's get back to the best part, which is the battle. And I should have seen it coming because 3 and New Vegas both ended with big battles. How else are you going to end an epic video game? Run over that cactus lawn.
Also a big $200 million TV show. Kind of.
Mm-hmm. Do you guys like the part where the guy falls into the propeller, just like in Titanic?
It was ridiculous. But I did kind of like it.
Yeah.
You
haven't got a big action scene in a while. Didn't realize how much.
Yeah, it was the over-the-top. Yeah. Sorry, I'm trying to drive and read my notes and navigate this.
I'm just driving.
Yeah, so guys, is Moldaver part of the NCR? Or what's left of it, do you think?
It seemed like she's the head of the NCR.
The NCR, aka the New Chemical Romance?
Yeah. No, actually, yeah, you're right, because they even walk out and they're building has a label on it that says NCR headquarters.
Yeah, in case you know you're too dumb to figure it out.
Which I guess I am.
Which I guess I am too.
But yeah.
All right, then, I did the quest. Yay.
Okay, so then we get a very stupid scene where the ghoul fights 3 guys in power armor plus a bunch of other people.
Correct.
Yeah. Where
they forget they have flashlights on their armor, I suppose.
Well, they just stand there stupidly and let him kill them. Which is considerate of them.
I already didn't like how the ghoul can't be killed by conventional means. It's like, and now they're just rubbing it in.
They could blow him apart if they wanted to. I was just like, what are we doing, guys?
Presumably, like most zombies, a headshot would probably kill him. And his fight with Maximus, which is the one where you can really tell that he can't be killed, he never gets shot in the head. So maybe that's it. You know?
Yeah, they did kill the mom by shooting her in the head.
Right.
Do you guys know you can't kill a vegetable by shooting it in the head?
Is that from The Last of Us?
It's from Swamp Thing.
Oh, okay. All right, so he gives them the code, the Brotherhood attacks, yeah. Hank just tries to justify it, then there's battle, the cool. Oh, Lucy and Max meet up and they have a nice moment.
Yeah, I feel bad for Maximus. He's like, I did it. I got the girl. I'm saving her dad. This is the best day of my life.
Yeah. I'm gonna have the sex act.
Yeah.
Then I like the line, I think it's Moldaver says, come meet your makers. I think it's right before Lucy kills the mom. Kills her own mom.
And what's that's a reference to? What did you talk about?
I think it's like the Vault-Tec.
Oh yeah.
Oh, that's right. Is that right? Yeah.
Wah! Matt.
Nice. What?
We would totally deserve to die there.
Nah, it's not that kind of game.
To die. Yeah. Zach, you want to Google where an oasis pool is? Is this an oasis pool?
That's an oasis pool. All
right. Well, none of us are hurt. Yeah. So
Moldaver restores power to the land. Huzzah! What a great hero she is.
Using cold fusion.
Yeah, that's what cold fusion is for.
Do anything.
To just help out everybody.
Just to turn some lights on.
Yep.
Behind you, guys, behind you.
I need to take some damage. Let him shoot me.
Oh, there's another one.
Yeah, and she seems very happy with this. She seems very happy at this moment, even though the Brotherhood presumably is just gonna show up 10 minutes later.
Yeah, I didn't really understand why she was so happy. Yeah, like
she's making the wasteland a better place because she's such a good person. Except when she's sicking raiders on heroes.
The Brotherhood's just gonna steal it.
Yeah, but she brought power back to the world. I guess.
Yeah,
that's a positive, right?
Mm-hmm.
She's kind of crazy.
You hate the Brotherhood that much? I don't know.
She was happy at this point just to die, you know, to just give up and to hold the hand of her zombie love.
Just go ahead and die.
Do you guys think that this show is anti-Semitic?
What?
Whoa.
So it gives this thing where it basically says in no uncertain terms that there's a secret cabal of business people that run the world. Ghoul literally, or is it the ghoul? I think he says it. I wrote it down. He says there's always someone behind the wheel.
Right.
How do you know it's not anti-China? China.
And that someone is the Jews.
They didn't look Chinese
elders.
Well, fortunately, they were a nice diverse group, but I think that's just that's just trying to hide the truth.
Okay, sure.
Matt, where are you?
I'm still healing.
In the shadows. Did he look vaguely Jewish? Did he look like Bernie Sanders or something? I don't know.
He looked pretty ambiguous. I'm coming.
I don't know, dude. I don't think you can say every show with a conspiracy in it is anti-Semitic.
But this one is like not just a conspiracy, like a big business government, you know, like
Matt, why are you saying that the big business conspiracy is Jewish?
Because that's a long-standing anti-Semitic stereotype.
You're the one making that connection.
Yeah.
He's just the one who noticed.
You're the racist. I don't know. Who let Alana drive?
Okay, so
we're running out of gas.
My next note is Dane is very helpful. My next note is Dane is very helpful.
Dane, aka the person from the Wheel of Time who was like the torturer.
They go on to be like, Maximus is the one who killed the villain. Maximus the hero. It's like Dane is really helping out Maximus like a lot.
Because they're buddies.
They go way back.
Yeah.
All the way back to season one.
What?
Episode one, whatever. You know what I mean. Yeah.
Well, I guess Dane felt bad about almost getting him killed that first time in the first episode.
Yeah.
I want to know why Dane hurt themselves that badly.
They were scared to go in the wasteland.
Yeah, right. That was a bad injury.
You guys
though.
Paying attention?
Hey, don't rope us in, but don't rob me. Don't rope me and Rob in with Zach.
Well, let me. But Dane's so good, but then like it's like, well, I might kill my friend by
here's the bad the boss thing.
Kill the PCs, not the NPCs.
I'm gonna go run him over.
Okay, good luck.
It's the Witcher.
All right, so let's move this thing along, shall we? Another one of my catchphrases. So Lucy kills her mom, and the ghoul says, "Why don't you come with me, little lady?"
They find out the truth.
Tell you the truth. Your dad didn't want you to know.
Is this the part where he talks about how he wants his family? He wants to find his family. No.
So he shows up. Kyle MacLachlan gets in the power armor. He punches Maximus. Then the ghoul shows up, shoots him, I found someone who works at Vault-Tec after all these years. Who knows where they are?
The truth.
And he's like, "Where's my fucking family?" With his like weird cotton mouth. And Kyle MacLachlan just jets off.
Flies. And he's like, "Okay."
He's like, "Fuck."
Yeah.
And they can hang and go after Kyle MacLachlan together.
Yeah. And then the dog's there too.
Yes.
Of course. So we get a couple of cameos. We get the Deathclaw skull. He steps on it.
And then, what is that? Is that another game reference?
Yeah, it's just the most dangerous badass monster from the game are called Deathclaws.
Okay.
Boy, they will fuck you up. I'm getting hit. There's many teams. We might want to get out of here.
Roger that, Commander. I'm already on my way out.
And then finally, what made me squee is...
It's the part where the ghoul says war never changes.
No.
Oh, yeah, someone says war never changes.
Yeah, it's the wife.
Yeah.
No, the wife says it.
The ghoul gets all the good lines.
Yeah, that's right.
But it makes no sense when she says it. She's like, war never changes, therefore let's make a different type of war. Like, I don't know.
We're going to make money from this kind of war.
Yeah, it was, they really just threw it in for no reason.
Now we should go back. They got victory crowns. I don't know.
Roger that, Commander.
Don't listen to me.
Roger that, mixed messages. I mean, sir.
Okay.
I also found it weird, like, Lucy just shot the mom, like, so... I mean, it was very badass to, like, just, like... I mean, you all knew it, like, she was going to shoot, you know, the mom instead of Walton Goggins, but... I don't know. You would think, like, if you're saying your last words to your mom, you would, you know, try to make a little moment, not just shoot her in the head.
Doesn't the ghoul
have some sort of, like, mom left in her?
No.
No? I don't know.
I don't think so.
I mean, it's clearly not her mom anymore. It's just some mindless robot. So yeah. I didn't have a problem with it.
You're right. It was Barb is the one who says war never changes. That didn't make me squee though. What made me squee was the final shot where he's looking at New Vegas.
Wow.
Which I thought was Seattle at first. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, it's like the Space Needle.
Yeah, that was the Space Needle. It's like, oh. Cool, Seattle.
He flew all the way to Seattle.
Yeah.
I can't wait, guys. It's going to be great.
My bad.
Next season. I'm going to be there.
To play New Vegas.
Oh, you should. Hours. It's great. It's the best game in the series.
All right, where are you going? All right, are we ready to move on to questions of the day? Well, what did you guys think of Fallout as a whole?
I liked it.
I liked it as well. I don't... Go ahead, Alana.
Oh, I was like, it's probably the best video game TV show.
Oh, yeah.
You liked it more than Last of Us?
Maybe not The Last of Us. Better than Halo.
On the left.
But the show is just like, hey, let's just make the game. I don't know. This felt fresh to me.
This one, they had to put some effort into it because the games didn't have like a pre-generated story.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I liked it on the whole. There were a few too many twists and turns in that last episode. A little too many reveals.
I thought there'd be more, actually, because the pedigree of who made it.
Oh, we didn't talk about the brother. Is he going to freeze himself?
Yeah, that was an interesting twist, too, where it's like either stay there and
starve
to death or freeze himself, yeah.
I don't know if he can't just leave.
Enemies on the left.
Like, I know the brain says but, like, you know, the technology is really old, so, like...
But I would say I like the show, yeah, it's, up, yeah, I can't imagine, it might be better than Last of Us in some ways, yeah, it's more fun, more memeable. Goofy. Yeah.
It's definitely not as heavy as The Last of Us, but not a lot of shows are.
Yeah.
It'd be hard not to be.
But it understands tone of Fallout. Like, I don't know, it just... Even if it, like, kind of botched the last episode just a tiny bit, maybe, but...
And I thought quite a bit, but yeah. I mean, I thought it was fine. I thought it was entertaining. I didn't think it was... I don't think it's as good as The Last of Us. The world felt very small, like I kept saying, so I won't say
it. I don't see why that's a bad thing. You keep saying it like we're supposed to not like it.
Mm-hmm. I don't like it. That's why I keep saying it.
I feel where like narrative should have less characters than more.
Like, I don't know. Characters wandering around New York City and they keep running into the same, like, 10 people.
What, you've never run into someone you know somewhere you didn't expect them? It happens all the time.
Yeah, but how many times does it happen in, like, a 2-week period?
Only one way to find out. Guess you're going to have to go to New York.
No, well, Friends, it,
no way.
Friends, it happens every week, I mean.
That's true. Another TV show. Yeah. I don't know. The stuff with the doctor in the previous episode. All right, let's move on to questions of the day. Our first question is going to... I made it up myself, but it's going to be the new hit viral sensation.
Okay.
For men,
mm-hmm.
or whoever, but especially for men, who would you rather meet in the woods? A woman or a dog?
What?
That's easy. A woman, of course.
Really?
Yeah, dude, dogs. A wild dog, a stray dog.
Is that I don't want to meet that in the woods. Okay.
I hope that's not the one you hyped me up about.
It is. It's the one I hyped.
I mean, it made me laugh. Are you thinking, like, a woman's going to accuse you of something? Is that what were you, like...
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. Or, like, she'll be scared of you, get accused of some crime. Yeah.
Fair enough.
I would say a dog.
Wow.
There's not that many wild dogs. It's more likely to get escaped. And then I don't have to worry about that other stuff.
How are you online? Did you answer right?
No, I don't feel like I should have to.
You have to.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
This is a free country.
No, it's not.
It's a free podcast.
You answered the last one.
Which one?
The one about the man or a bear.
So
what's the difference? Can you at least, you need to at least explain why you don't want to.
Feels like you're comparing women to dogs in a bad way.
Well, you're saying comparing men to bears is okay?
Yeah.
In a bad way. I would say actually you're choosing between two good things as opposed to the original question where you're choosing between two bad things. So, what do you say about that?
Why are you assuming men are bad? Ooh, got him.
Well, presumably you don't want to meet one in the woods. So, that implies that they're bad.
Yeah, don't try to gaslight me. We all know what that
is. How about a woman or a coyote?
No, then you'd obviously want to meet a woman.
That's not what you were saying about the bear.
What about a woman or a cougar?
So when you, the question of man versus bear is which one is less of a threat to you? That's right. That's clearly what it's asking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So would a woman accusing you of rape be less of a threat than a coyote?
God.
And there you go. Obviously the woman.
It is less.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. That's not saying very much though.
But you can't say the same thing for men and bears.
It's not a tough question. Would you say the man one? Is it not a tough question either?
Yeah, it is a tough question.
Okay, so this one's supposed to be a tough question as well.
But it's not.
Alana, have you heard
the other follow-up? Okay, that's why it was fine the way it was before you...
Wait, Alana, did you hear the other follow-up to the man versus bear question?
I don't think so.
What is the man is black?
Oh, no. What? Zach, you can't say that.
We're not on the stream this time.
Edit this out.
Thank goodness Jay isn't here for this one.
You can stay on the podcast without the stream.
What are some things you could say on the podcast but not on the stream?
We go hog wild now, yeah.
That's a spicy meatball.
We can't do this in a hot tub. Or can't do this in a hot tub, I should say.
Who bought a King's Court?
Me.
Me.
Me, not me.
I wanted a second moneylender, but I also didn't want to actually buy a second moneylender. You know?
Hey, you're just hoping to get lucky.
We're up all night to get lucky. Are we moving on? What did Rob say?
I didn't really pick, but... Wait, I would choose the dog. Yeah.
Yeah.
It is weird. It's just an awkward question. It's like, it does sound like you're comparing a woman to a dog.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's because you are. Yeah. But it's two good. But it's two good things that you're comparing. So I stand by it. Okay, let's move on. Our next question comes to us courtesy of Zach, which is, what is the most overplayed song?
Like the most overplayed song of all time?
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Don't Stop Believing.
Ooh, good one. That's a good one.
I mean, there are a lot of overplayed songs, but that's one of them.
I would probably say... Ooh, yeah, Don't Stop Believing. That's a big one.
If it were the 90s, I would say the Macarena.
What about... I feel like... Well, one that's overplayed a lot, I think Sweet Caroline is overplayed a lot.
Nah.
Who brought a province?
Me.
Ooh, no, Zach. You
know what?
Domination.
Get out of here. Sweet no, Caroline. Zach. Not allowing it.
You're also doing Sweet Caroline? There you go. Great minds.
This is just recency bias, but Radioactive by Imagine Dragons. Let's just stop.
Okay. Playing.
Hold on, what do you have to say to that?
Radioactive is a bad song.
That can defend your band.
Not gonna stand by your band.
They don't need defending. That's a bad song.
Yeah. Oh.
Radioactive, wow. Radioactive.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Does everybody weigh in? I think so.
Wait, which one did Rob say?
He said
radioactive.
What did you say?
I said Sweet Caroline also.
Oh, lame.
What?
Come up with your own material.
Just said it faster.
Yeah, you had plenty of time.
I was letting you go first out of politeness.
Maybe like Hotel California? I don't know.
That's a good one. Or that Chicken Fried song.
I like that song.
Ooh, yeah, that one's pretty. That is overplayed, though.
Yeah.
Nigel.
What about Happy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or Pharrell song. What was that? Uptown Funk. If I never hear that song again, I'll die happy.
Uptown Funk you up.
Matt, we can move on to the third question of the day.
Undo this.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wait. Sailor lets you trash. Nice. All right. Our next question comes to us courtesy of Zach. If you were in the Old West, what would your job be? And Zach, would you like to clarify this question as in what job would you want to have or what job are you actually qualified to do?
What job would you want to have?
Oh, okay. I was about to say, what job would I have? Probably making child after child to run my farm.
Excuse me. Yeah.
Anyway, what job would I want to have?
You could also be a prostitute.
Wow.
According to Deadwood, those were like the two jobs.
Yeah.
A historical documentary, Deadwood.
Okay, I would say saloon keeper. Because you run the party. Everyone likes you.
Okay. I think that's probably true. I would probably say, I said like a gunsmith, because, you know, again, people wouldn't shoot you because they rely on you for stuff.
So they say when there's a gold rush, be the guy selling the shovels.
It's a living. Yeah.
Maybe I'll be the person making the caravans.
Making
the wagons? Caulk the wagons and float.
Yeah. Right, exactly. Good luck out there.
Yeah. See ya.
You can make a wagon wheel. Is that it?
I changed my mind. I would want to be a rich guy, a banker.
No, Zach, what you should have done was, what Oregon Trail class would you want to be?
I feel like it's effectively the same question.
Well, assuming you all got, maybe assuming you all got paid the same amount. Professional gambler.
Oh, man. Victory!
It's done. No, boo.
Wow.
Shared victory. Yeah. Close game, close game.
This kind of victory is a shared one.
I would be the town drunk, because I really could not handle the Wild West. I'm a ginger. It was just not go well. So I would just try to drink my way through the suffering.
Cool. And I'd be making that money off of you. Because I'm the same keeper.
I wouldn't be. Business. Get a job, lowlife.
Yeah. I mean, there's going to be a target on your back if you're the richest person in town. There's no laws.
Yeah, I was thinking, but I would hire guys, but I'd still be a target. Yeah. No, I was sticking with my original answer of gunsmith.
You'd be the bad guy in the movie if you were the rich guy.
Yeah, you'd be the Gene Hackman.
Someone buy a C chart?
Won't you let me take you on a
C chart? Wait, hold on. Do you have a real one or?
What? Making the wagons doesn't count?
No, you were serious about that. Oh, okay. Never mind. Anyway, are we done,
Jeez,
guys?
Everyone's a critic.
No, I think we're done.
All right. Well, thank you for joining
next week.
The Star Acolyte.
Wars, Star Wars Acolyte.
Ooh, oh, God. Favorite God show.
We're getting back into Star Wars.
So thank you for joining us during
Star Wars
Tuesday Night Gaming. Catch us every week at twitch.tv/mcslanty. We'll be with us next time.
Bye.
Whether it's TV, whether it's movies, or questions about you, come for the laughs, come for the banter, come for whatever you choose. To Tuesday Night Gaming with the siblings and Jay, listen while they play.